This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Chris from Philips Hue. Philips have a range of connected lights. We've reviewed them previously on Geek News Central. Philips have a new product out, the Hue Go. So, Chris, do you want to tell me a bit more about it?
Yep, sure. So, Hue Go was announced just a week ago, actually. So, it's the world's first completely wireless light. So, you get full Hue functionality in there, but the key thing is that it's actually rechargeable. So, you can charge it up for an hour and a half, and then it'll give you 3 hours of battery life. So, you can take it out into the garden, take it into the bathroom with you, put it somewhere where you wouldn't normally have a power source. You can even take it to a friend's house if you want to add some ambience to a dinner party. So, the key thing about Hue Go, besides the wireless technology, is it's also got on-product control. So for the first time, you don't actually need to have a Hue bridge or a smart device to enjoy the functionality that the product gives you. So it's got 7 different presets already loaded. You can just press a button on the top and cycle through those, or you can hold that button and it will cycle through 64 million different colours that you can. It sounds like it'll take a long time, but it doesn't. And then you can just let it rest on one that you like. So you can use it as an entry point into Hue if you don't already have it, or you can just easily add it on. It can take any one of your 50 light sources that the Hue bridge can support.
I mean, Hue's really expanded over the past few years. I mean, we've seen quite a few new products, including the tap system that allows you to control the lights.
Yep, so we obviously started with a bulb, said we can make a Wi-Fi bulb, why would we? And obviously did lots of use cases around that. Then we moved into mood lighting, so you've got the Friends of Hue Living Colours, so Iris and Bloom, which give nice wall wash effects, very ambient lighting. We then brought out Lux, which is just dimmable white lights, so very functional areas. If you want things in your hallways or bathrooms, you can integrate that into the Hue system as well. And then the game changer really was Hue Tap, as you say, so the kinetic power switch. So no batteries, no wires at all. It's powered by your touch, so every time you touch it, it generates its own kinetic energy. You can pre-program 4 settings on there. You have 1 for off, so you can stick them on the wall. They're completely detachable as well, so you can have it on the wall, twist it off, take it over to the sofa with you, set the mood if you're watching a film. And that was really the game changer, because as lovely as it is to control your lighting from a smartphone, sometimes you're walking through the door with shopping bags and you just want to switch a light on, so you can just elbow the tap and that will switch on for you. We then expanded into actual fitted luminaires, so actual ceiling lights, and we had the world's first 3D printed table lamp and ceiling lamp as well, so they're still available. A bit more pricey than the rest of the range. They start at £2,000, but they take 24 hours to print and they're designed by world-leading interior designers. And then, yeah, as I say, we ended up with Hue Go, which is the latest, and you know, lots more to come.
Yeah, and I think you're beginning to integrate with some of the other systems as well in terms of the home control systems?
We are, yeah. I mean, we've always had from day zero, we always said we wanted Hue to be a completely open ecosystem. So there's over 220 apps in the Apple App Store now. It's got a completely open API in the bridge so that people can actually build their own apps and functionality with that. But also, yeah, we integrated with Nest. We announced that at CES in Vegas. So 2 functionalities with Nest Protect. If you've got a smoke detection, the lights will flash to alert you to that, but they'll also then go on to a very, very low wavelength red light so that you can see through the smoke, because the last thing you want to do when you've got a smoky room is switch on a bright white light because it reflects back and you can't see anything. And then also with the Nest thermostat, once Nest knows that you're not in the home, it will then start to switch on the lights randomly to make it look like you're at home, so a bit of a soft security function as well. So yeah, we're always looking for people to partner with. We've also just launched Sci-Fi Second Screen app in the US. So rather than just creating a soundtrack now, you've got directors creating light tracks as well. So if you watch Sharknado 2 or 12 Monkeys, there's actually a light track behind that. So Philips Hue will actually, it doesn't just replicate what's on the screen like Ambilight from Philips does, it actually is an immersive experience. So it's something that directors themselves have chosen to integrate.
Have any of those been broadcast in the UK?
They have been broadcast, but Sci-Fi haven't yet brought the second screen app to the UK because of different commercial length times. It doesn't quite tie up, so they're working on that at the moment.
That'd be great. Look, thanks very much for that. It's much appreciated, Chris.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thank you.